Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, ladies. I am absolutely thrilled and excited to finally be back, energized, empowered, inspired, encouraged to just be who I am in God without any apology. And so I'm so thankful for this opportunity to be able to minister to you and to share with you some of the things that I've been going through that would be beneficial for you and your purpose as to where you're trying to go and what you're trying to do, knowing who you are and who God has called you to be and how to present that gift to the world, because you were created for a purpose. You were created for a reason. And so I am the host, Sonya Walker. Through this whole process, I realized not only am I called to minister, but I am also called to be a transformational life coach and to help people to see what God said about them. So I'm absolutely excited, and I'm praying that through this class, you will also have the clarity to know who you are, what you are called to do, and what you have to offer to the world, because everyone has a gift. You are a gift. What you possess is a gift. And so we want to have clarity. We want to be able to communicate that, and we want to be able to present that to the world. Excuse me. So we're going to start out with prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you and praise you, God, for this wonderful moment in time that you chose for these ladies, these beautiful ladies, and myself to learn more about who you have called us to be. And so we're thankful and we're grateful for all that you've done and for all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Okay, ladies. All right, let's talk about, first of all, how you will log in. Every week, you will click the login button. It will take you to a link that will ask for your name, and you'll have to put in your whole name, but your name and your email address. And then it will open up the virtual classroom, and in that you will find your assignment, you will find your topic, you will find Bible study tips, because all of this is biblical based. You will find things of encouragement. I will be sending you things throughout the week to further encourage you along the way. I don't want to just give you something one day and just let you loose, but I want to be more interactive with you. So if you are logged in, the first thing you will see is our topic for the week. And in this case, our topic for this week is decluttering by sorting through the mess of your life. And then you'll see scriptures, and then you'll see where you can actually click play to actually hear the class. It's pre-recorded because I'm also teaching it at my boutique for all the women who want to attend at the location as well. Underneath that, let me go back. First, I would say listen to it first instead of trying to answer the question. Because if you listen to it first, then you'll have a better understanding of what it is that I'm trying to convey, the message, excuse me, that God is trying to convey to us. And we just want to do it in order so that way you can get the best results out of this class. This class is 4 weeks. On the website, we have it broken down into what is the first week, the second week, the third week, and the fourth week. At the bottom of that, you will see our word focus for the week, and underneath that, you have your assignment for the week. To the very right, it will say rate your assignment. Basically, what this is how did you feel about doing this assignment? Did you have no emotions? Were you slightly emotional? Were you moderately emotional? Or were you very emotional? This determines the depth of kind of where you are. And how you feel about where you are. So it's always good to rate you know, how you feel. And then I tell everybody, it's kind of like going to the gym. There are going to be some things that are going to challenge your thinking, challenge your habit, and it's okay to hurt, because the hurt is digging up what is happening. God is digging up the what's been buried. And so sometimes you have to, like in the gym, you have to feel the burn. You have to feel the burn and keep moving. Because oftentimes when in doing these classes, so many women feel that pain, feel that burning, feel, you know, all these feelings come up and they give up. So we don't want you to do that. I want you to work your way through it. It's your time, it's your season to get clarity. To get clarity. The Bible says, in all thy getting, get an understanding. Okay? So we are going to definitely start. First, I want to talk about why was this class created. Last year, there were so many things. I just felt like I was torn between trying to do ministry, trying to build a business, trying to build a brand, trying to do this and do that, and so much so that it had me in a state of confusion, because I can't do it all at once. So I was doing a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but not enough to add up to anything, if that makes any sense. So I learned and realized that maybe, not saying that God did not necessarily call me to do it, but was he calling me to do it today? Was he calling me to do it tomorrow? Maybe my timing is off. Maybe I'm having anxiety. Maybe, you know, so I have all of these questions in my head, but I don't have clarity. So I can't give anything, one particular thing, all of my energy, because I'm trying to do all of these things. The Bible declares that a wise man aims, but a fool starts off in many directions. And I have to admit that I probably was foolish trying to do so many things at one time. But when one thing wasn't working, I felt like I had to incorporate the other thing just to make ends meet. Okay? And so the whole purpose behind this is that I wanted clarity. I wanted clarity, and I still want clarity, because some things I realized that I needed to let go of. Some things I realized I needed to keep. Some things I learned that it was a good thing, but it wasn't a God thing. So I was laboring in vain. Okay? And so when it's like that, you have no peace, you know, in what you do. You have no peace. You could be on a job and not have peace, because it's not really what you believe God is calling you to do. You know, and you're trying to figure out, well, how can I keep my job and do what God is calling me to do? You're at church. You're in every auxiliary. You have to be over everything. You have to do all these things. So you're doing little things, but not enough that amount up to who you are really called to be and what you're really called to do. So you're misplaced, because you're trying to fill in the gaps and in the holes. And the same way with, like, your dreams. Oh, you know, one day it's I want to do this. The next week it's I want to do that. Oh, I'm going to start this over here. And so you might be spending money. You are spending time, you're spending energy on all these different things, but you really can't give it your all, because you are here and there and everywhere. And so you're not really clear, okay? So it keeps us wandering through life and not ever embracing the promises of God, because we are wandering mentally, we're wandering physically, we're wandering emotionally, and we are wandering financially, because we cannot truly sow into where we're going, because we really don't know where we're going, and we really don't know what we are called to do. And so in this, we're going to talk about decluttering your life, letting go of some things. And so at the beginning of this year, I noticed I was just in meditation and in prayer and just talking to the Lord, and I realized I wanted to know why I had not accomplished what I had already put down. Why? What was the purpose of me setting new goals if I did not accomplish the ones from last year? Because 24 hours is not going to change the fact that, okay, all of a sudden the goals are all met. No, that's not how that works. So the same goals I didn't meet yesterday is the same goals I didn't meet today because I didn't sit down to figure out why did I meet those goals. You know, I talk to people about doing vision boards. Well, you do all these vision boards, which is a good thing to do if it works for you. It's nothing wrong with it. But what would be wrong if you put only two things on the vision board? Would that make your vision be any less? See, because we get so excited and we get off into arts and crafts and, oh, I think I want this and I want that and I want this and I want that. Are you going to get all that this year? So what would happen if you decided to just say, you know what, I want one thing. I want to have clarity about who I am and what God is calling me to do. That's what I want. This year, that's what I want, and that's what I'm going to focus on. As opposed to having 40 different things on your mind, on your, you know, vision board, whether you did it physically or whether you did it mentally, you have all these things in your board, but there is no game plan. There is no roadmap. Is this a good thing or a God thing? Is this a gift or is this a hobby? You know, is this something that I just want to do or is this something that God is calling me to do? So you have all these things scrambled on this board and not really sure. And so yet another year goes by and none of your goals have been met. So I realized that in order to progress, in order to move forward, you actually have to sit down and think within yourself and be still and be quiet, which we will talk more about next week. And really, I started asking myself really like difficult questions. Why is this person in my life? Do they treat me the way I treat them? Do he really like me like I like him? And if the answer to that question is no, then why am I giving my energy and my time to someone who doesn't want me? So I need to sort through that, number one, and I need to put that in a certain place. Friend. So not only do I have to sort through my feelings, through my emotions, through everything, and then once I sort through it and be honest with myself, then I know how to place you. I know how to place my gifts. I know how to place things. Why? Because I was willing to sit down and sort through that situation. I was willing to sit down and sort through, okay, with my business. Okay, Sonya, what will you do and what will you not do? What can you handle and what can you not handle? Financially, where are you? What can you do differently? So as I'm sorting through different pieces of my life, I'm having to sort through and then I'm having to place it. It's almost like you're spring cleaning. Okay, some things, you know, you leave it in the closet because you hope to wear it one day, but you haven't worn it, so why not get rid of it? Why are you holding on to something that you really might not ever wear? And then you go through things and you update your wardrobe by saying, you know what, this I might can wear it, but this is old. I'm throwing this away. You know, and we keep things that we should have let go of, we're holding on to. people that we should have let go, we're holding on to. Why? In hopes that it will change. But in our hearts, we know that's not going to change. So we have to sort through and to begin to really declutter our lives and where we are. And God, what are you calling me to do? What kind of life do you have for me? Who am I? Where am I going? Because I do not want to be in this same place this time next month. I don't want to be in this same place this time next year. I want to move forward. Show me what that looks like. Show me the plans that you have for me. Because right now I'm all over the place. And so oftentimes, not only when we are cluttered in our minds, we're cluttered in our heart. We're cluttered in our homes. There's a reflection of that somewhere in our lives. Now, you're with somebody, you're not sure, maybe sure, not really, I don't know. Do you want me, do you not want me? I think you do. This week I think you do, next week I think I like it, the next week I think I don't. You get what I'm saying? And so you're walking around because you're confused, but life is and time is still going forward while we are in a state of confusion. All right? So we're gonna go to our first scripture. Our first scripture, and it's going to come out of 1 Corinthians 14 and 33. And if you don't write these down, they would definitely be on the website so that you can read them for yourself. I would say, in some cases, go to the Message Bible because it's very clear. And then, you know, kind of pick and choose which interpretation you want that would give you more clarity. 1 Corinthians 14 and 33 says that God is not the author of confusion. God is a God of order. And so we understand that the root of this is not God. We understand that he is not confused, and neither do he bring about confusion. Okay? This is something that the enemy do. Because, you know, the enemy will give you to-do lists, too. We'll have you all over the place, and you would never accomplish what God has for you. And then, you know, and a lot of that is we do it to ourselves. We confuse ourselves because we never sit down long enough to really deal with where we are, what we want. And this can be at any age. It can be in your teens, in 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and still not know. What was I created to do? I'm confused about that. I like cooking, but I don't want to own a restaurant. Good thing, is I like to cook. But God is not telling me to go open up a restaurant. So we have to sort through what is of God and what is not God. The Bible declares that unless God builds the house, those who labor in vain who build it. And so sometimes you get to the point in life where you are tired of laboring in vain. You know, the Bible says be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God and the peace of God. See, the thing with us is that we get anxious. We don't stay in prayer long enough. We don't stay silent long enough to really hear and to get clarity from God about where we are and what he's calling us to do. And so because we don't do that, we end up in a state of anxiety, confusion. Because I'm anxious to do something. The Bible says that you can have zeal, but not according to knowledge. So you can have anxiety and be zealous, but not according to knowledge. And guess what? Most of this comes from your emotions. you're moving around, going back and forth because you are emotional. And I learned that you have to ask God to help you settle down with your emotions and deal with the facts. Because your emotions, they change from one moment to the next, from one day to the next. I'm happy one minute, I'm unhappy, depending on the day, depending on the mood. I never understood why people say, oh, it's Monday. I mean, what's different between Monday and Tuesday? It's a mindset. It's what we say within ourselves. You know, and so we have to get our emotions intact and under control. Because what ends up happening is you fall into depression. And you'll be looking at other people wondering if they have something more than what you already possess. When in reality, you just haven't tapped into it. Because God did not create you empty. You're full of life. You're full of gifts. You're full ideas. You're full. And so what it is, we need just need to tap into that place. And your emotions will not tap in. They will keep you out. They will definitely, definitely keep you out. Okay? So I'm just going to kind of run through these. Then you can go to James 1, 5 through 8. And it talks about a person who's double-minded. Double-minded means to have two souls, to be confused, to not be sure. He says, don't think that you will receive anything from God because you're unstable in your thinking. So getting clarity is about being stable, who you are, stable in what you're called to do, as opposed to somebody come and saying something that inspires you and you just go, oh, well, yeah, that's what I'm supposed to do. And then you hear something on TV and you say, oh, no, that's what I'm supposed to do. And then people around you say, oh, girl, I think that you should do this. Well, they didn't call you. God did. A young lady said to me one day, she said, oh, everybody thinks that I should do floral design. I said, do you believe that's what God is calling you to do? Or are you just good at it? Is that what he called you to do? And then she named about 9 other things. So she didn't have any really clarity. You know, and so you can't go by what people say. You got to have an assurance that this is really who God is calling you to be and what he's calling you to do. There's a scripture, and it's also on the website, and it's coming from Ecclesiastes 4 and 6. It says, better a handful of quietness than two hands chasing the wind. Wow. See, you have to learn to be content in what God called you to do. It is better to have one hand with quietness, doing that one thing that God has laid on your heart to do, and you have peace about it. To trying to do 100 things, some God, maybe not God, not sure, and you're chasing the wind. Well, you can't chase the wind because you can't see it. You can feel it, but you can't see it. So it's going to leave you running around in circles, really not knowing what it is that God is calling you to do. So we have to declutter our hearts. Declutter our mind, because it is with the mind that you serve the Lord. In your heart is the seat of your reflection. Whatever is going on in your heart, you can see it in your life. If you are confused about what to do in your mind, in your heart, it shows in your everyday life. Do you have some areas in your home that is cluttered? Car cluttered all over the place. one minute you're thinking about this, next minute you think about that. Maybe, you know, you're thinking about this over here. Not really having a consistent flow of thought. So therefore, you can't create a map because you really don't know which way to go and you really don't know what to do. And so it is very critical and very important that we get in a place where we can actually sort through where we are, what we're doing, what we're called to do. Now, mind you, this is going to take more than 5 minutes, and this is going to take more than a day, and this is going to take more than a week. This is going to take some time so that you can really be sure of who God has called you to be. And so what we end up doing is we get in a rush, we get in a hurry, and before you know it, we're back to square one because we're still not really sure because we were in a rush. That's that anxiety. And so what we end up doing is we end up saying, oh, okay, well, I heard from God. And so the next day you're going to run out and you're going to do something again. Well, isn't that how we got here in the first place? We didn't sit still long enough. What ends up happening is I was at work one day, and there was this young lady in there, and she made a comment. She said, I don't like living alone. I said, what? She said, I don't like coming home to an empty house, an empty apartment. I said, why? She said, because I don't like being left to my thoughts. She didn't want to hear what was in her heart. So she kept covering up by staying in relationships that she didn't want to be in, going places that she really couldn't afford to go, doing things that she really shouldn't have done. Why? Because she didn't want to be left alone to herself. To really understand who she is, what's going on. So she's walking around with unresolved issues because she refused to sit down and deal with her. And so in this process, you are going to have to sit down and deal with you. You cannot get up in a week and go and start this, go and start that, and start doing this. No, the first thing that we must do, we must have clarity. Clarity, to be clear, to have a clear understanding. There's a scripture, and it's on the website as well, and it says, Lord, I pray thee, open up the eyes of my understanding. Because many of us are walking around with our eyes closed with no understanding. No understanding of who we are in Christ. No understanding of what he has given us. No understanding of what he's calling you to do. No understanding. And, you know, oftentimes what ends up happening is because we want glamour. We want everything to be glamorized. Everybody's not called to the stage. Some people are meant to be behind the scenes. Some people are not called to open up a business, but they are called to be executives. Some people are not. You understand what I'm saying? You have to know where you belong, knowing who you are called to. But you can't go out and do anything if you do not know who you are, and then you don't have any clarity about what you're called to do. That's why oftentimes we start and we stop. We start and we stop. We start this, but we don't finish it. We spend money, but it comes up to nothing because we didn't follow through on it. Or we had a quick idea, but not a God idea, and so we end up blowing money and wasting time. But aren't you tired of wasting time? Aren't you tired of not seeing what he said about you? Aren't you tired of wandering through life, not really having any joy, not really having any peace, not really, because you really don't know who you are? Yes, we go to church. Yes, we do. We do. But is it transforming your life? Is it transforming, or are you just going out of habit, or are you going to be transformed? Because, ladies, I've come to the point in my life, I don't want to be hyped. I don't want to be emotional. Emotions do come because that is, you know, everybody's way of worshiping. You may shout, you may cry, but at the end of all of those emotions, I need some biblical principles that is going to take me to the next level, that's going to push me into the place that God has for me. So I don't want to, I'm at a point where I want to be taught. I want some good, sound doctrine. Whether I am praying, God, I want to cut off all this excess. And I need to hear from you. Only what I do for Christ will last. What do I need to be anointed for? To do what? What am I called to do? God, what do I need strength for? What am I called to do? Before you tell me who I'm called, what I'm called to do, can you tell me who I am? You know, because we get so caught up in social media, we get so caught up in comparing ourselves to each other that we lose sight of our own uniqueness. We lose sight of our own abilities. We lose sight because somehow we think that that other woman is better than we are. She looks better than we do. So maybe God is calling her and he's not calling me. That is not of God. That is of the devil, and that is confusion. You know, one of the biggest things that I went through on last year was people were attacking my hair or what I wore or how I dressed, and I couldn't figure out why. Why are you doing that? I'm really just trying to do what God called me to do, so how is that offending you? You know, somebody said to me, well, Frank, I was just insecure about who I am. But I never made you feel that way. So you have to be careful and not get caught up in what people say about you. This is why you need to have clarity so you can stand on what God said about you and keep it moving and get to the place that you neither look to the left or to the right, but you stand on what he said about you and what he is calling you to do. Because at the end of the day, that's what's going to last. That's what's going to stand. And so with the homework assignment, you're going to see, I want you to take some sticky notes, or I want you to take like 3 sheets of paper, and you can divide it however you want to do it. And every time you have a negative thought, I want you to write it down. And I want you to put it in, do I keep? Am I not sure? Do I let this go? Then if I have a positive thought, that's something I want to keep. I don't want to keep holding on to the negative. I want to let go of the negative, and I want to embrace more of the positive. But I have to know what I'm saying. to know these negative feelings and why I feel that way. So not only when it comes up, I want you to sort through it. Write it down. Why am I feeling negative? Why did I say that about myself? And then I want you to let it go. So then when you have your little sticky notes or when you have your paper, I want you to create you either three folders or get you three bins or however you want to do. Be as creative as you want to be. And one is to keep, one is not sure, and one is to let go. Then I want you to deal with if something comes up from your past thought, a person from the past, something is happening in your present. Do you need to keep it? Not sure. Or you need to let go. One of the things that I really, really am excited about, I don't let everything bother me as much since I've been going through this process. I don't get upset about everything. I just say what I need to say. And once I've said it and I want us to be clear about it, I'm going to move on. Because the problems that I had last year was because there was no clarity. There was no clarity in what they were asking me to do. Therefore, when I went to go do what they fought me, yet I'm doing what you asked me to do, you know, I didn't have any clarity with the person who wanted to invest in my brand, in my business, in my boutique. I didn't have any clarity, so that's why I fell through, because we weren't clear. We did not have a clear understanding. And sometimes you get in relationships with people, friends or, you know, men, and you are not clear. Where are we going? What is my role in this? You know, what is your role in this? You know, what do you foresee? You know, with this, is this a person I need to keep in my life? Is this a person I'm not quite sure of, but I need some clarity about, or do I need to let them go? Not saying that it's that easy, but now I know, being that I'm sorting through things, now I know how to pray about that. Lord, I'm not really sure about this guy that I'm seeing. Is this somebody, God, that you want to keep in my life, or is this somebody that I need to let go of? God, is this friend of mine, you know, she's negative a lot. Is this somebody that I need to keep in my life? Is this somebody I'm not so sure of? Is this somebody that I need to let go of? These are people, myself, Lord. There's some things about myself. Do I need to keep? Am I not sure of? Or do I need to let it go? You know, because at this point, ladies, I'm going to be honest with you. I am determined, number one, to have clarity. Because I cannot communicate my desire if I don't have clarity. So I have to sort through my thoughts as they come. I have to sort through my heart as things come up. I have to sort through the people in my life. I have to sort through myself so I will know how to pray. God, I honestly don't think that this is the relationship that you wanted for me. Not sure, because when I look at it, but Lord, I'm going to state the facts to you. This and that happened, and it makes me feel unsure, but I need clarity about this. I need clarity about my vision, because I'm all over the place. Do I keep this? Am I not sure, or should I let it go? Because why? I've sorted through. I'm dealing with it. I'm dealing with it. And I'm becoming clearer every time something comes up. I'm becoming more clear about the direction, because I can't go anywhere if I have a bunch of mess before me. I can't go anywhere if I have a lot on my plate. I can't go anywhere if I want to go west, east, make a left at the corner. Wait a minute, no, I should be going south. Hold on. Because I'm not clear, so I can't get there. So before I even get on the road to go anywhere, I need to first sit down and see, what is this? Lord, do I keep this in my life? Should I keep this house or should I let it go? Because it's weighing me down. Should I stay and continue to be in debt or do I downsize? I'm not sure, but I need some clarity. And so these are the things that we must do if we are going to have any type of clarity in our lives, in our hearts, and in our minds. And guess what? You have to do this alone. This is not something that you can ask someone about. This is not something that anybody else can tell you at all. Because we want to stop being the jack of all trades and the master of none. Doing a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but it not adding up to much. Moving, but we're not being productive. It's like we are on this treadmill of life. We're moving, seeing anything. And this is the year that we need clarity so that we can become what he said. God said, I know the plans that I have. I know. He's not wondering. He's not guessing. He's not trying to figure out. He says, I know the plans that I have for you to give you hope and for you to have an expected end. What do you expect at the end of this class? What do you expect at the end of this year? Because what has ended up happening, many of you have lost hope. You've lost all hope. So your expectations have been lowered because God is not because he's not going to do what he said, but because we've been sitting in a state of confusion for a long time. So you lost hope. Your expectations have been lowered. And so I just pray that your level of expectation would be raised again, that you would have hope again. The fact that you're still breathing means that God still has plans for you. The fact that you're still here is an indication you yet. So I just want to say, you know, I am really excited. I pray that this first week has kind of been a start, that we have talked about decluttering our hearts and minds, being confused about which way to go while we are confused about which way to go, learning how to be more focused, you know, how to stop being a jack of all trades and a master of none, and how to stop just moving but actually being more productive. So I pray that you stay the whole 4 weeks and just let's just sift through this process and watch God move. I'm praying for you. I am with you. I am for you. If you have any questions or if you need any help in any kind of way, you can always email me at Sonya, S-O-N-Y-A, at essenceimages.com. It is at the bottom right hand on your class assignment. It's on the right side. So if you have any questions, please feel free to definitely ask me the questions. If it's something that you want to know, that you feel like you want me to pray about or sort through, just let me know. So until next week, beautiful ladies, I will talk to you then. Have a blessed